Welcome to Defining Moments. I'm so happy to introduce to you today my dear friend, Victor Gonzalez from Havana, Cuba. And Victor is directing World Helps Church Planting Program in Cuba. And in just the last few years, together we have planted more than 2,700 house churches all throughout Cuba, and we've seen 92,000 new Christ followers. So it's an incredible movement that's taking place in Cuba, and I'm excited for you to hear from my friend today of what God is doing in the nation of Cuba.
I praise the Lord for this wonderful opportunity, and I bring you greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ from your brothers and sisters from Cuba. January 1st, 1959, Fidel Castro took the power in Cuba. And in April 1961, he declared that the Cuban Revolution is socialist. And at that time, began a hard time for the Christian people in Cuba. I have the privilege to was born in a Christian home. My father and my mother, they met at the Baptist Seminary during the 50s in Havana. And when I was born, I grew in a Christian home in the Baptist Church. And I will never forget the very hard time for me and for my family when I was a boy. The Baptist Seminary in Havana almost was closed. Very hard time. The most of the Christian people in Cuba left the country. And the few small people that they stayed in Cuba, they continued praying hard. Lord, open door for Cuba. We bless Cuba with the gospel, and they keep faithful. During the 60 years, my father was a Baptist pastor in Trinidad City. Trinidad City was one of the cities in the central south Cuba when there was a big hard movement against Castro. And for that reason, in that city, there were a lot of militaries of Castro's government. During the first 30 years of the Cuban Revolution, many people left the churches. The Christians moved to America and other countries. But the small group of Christians that they stayed in Cuba, they continued praying for open doors for the gospel in Cuba. And what Vernon taught in his testimony was that just when the Soviet Union disappeared and the communist system down in Europe, the Lord allowed that the very serious economical crisis that we had in Cuba in the beginning of the 90s helped us that people that for many years was looking for Fidel Castro or looking for the government, now they began to look for God. And in beginning of the 90s, until today, we have a great time of revival in Cuba. That many people are looking for Bible. Many people are looking for hope in Jesus. And we have the churches, as you see, house churches, thousands of house churches in our country. I have the privilege also to be the national field representative of the Gideon's ministry in Cuba. And my experience is that every time when we give a Bible to some people, they say, "Oh, thank you. I was looking for it." And they appreciate so much the Bible. I have one of my experiences some years ago. I was driving the car of the convention when I was the president. I was living in Trinidad City. In Cuba, at that time, the cars that belong to the churches have an orange tap. When the police see the orange tap, they see that it's a car that belongs to any church. And living in Trinidad, the police stopped me. I saw, I am driving fast, they will put me a ticket. But when I stopped, the police asked me, "Please, do you have any of the small blue book with you?" I gave one New Testament, said, "No, we are four. I have New Testament with me." I saw the Lord, "Oh God, in one country of the world, the police stopped you for asking for Bible." It's the Lord open doors. And in the last 3 years, the Lord has used World Help for sent to Cuba thousands of Bibles. Last June 1st, we celebrate the project called 1 million of Bible for Cuba. And World Health has sent thousands of these 1 million of Cuba. Also, one of the great movement for bless Cuba with the gospel is the church planting movement. And World Health is supporting more than 110 missionaries in our nation. They work in very bad conditions in the countryside, but a heart full of passion for Jesus Christ and share the gospel in our nation. You see how they take a very old American truck and they go to the countryside, ours, witness, planting new churches. And we praise the Lord because World Health, Dr. Bernard Blewin, and you are part of Reach Cuba for Christ. Also, in the last years, the Lord has opened in amazing ways the doors for help the people on needs. When we have hurricane and disasters, the Lord has opened doors for containers. And in the last years, World Health has sent many containers with humanitarian help. And when we arrive to the countryside where people sometimes don't have any mattresses or any food, and we can provide not only the material help, also we provide the word of God and some hope in Jesus Christ, is an amazing way to share the gospel with our people. On behalf of the Cuban people, thank you so much for praying for us, for support our missionaries church, with church planting movement, for sending the containers of humanitarian help for bless our people, and principal, because you are part with us for Reach Cuba for Christ. You know, the only hope for America, for Cuba, for the world, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is the only hope for Cuba. Our desire with all our heart is that the more than 11.5 million people, they may receive the Lord Jesus Christ and Savior, because Cuba will be different, very different. May God bless you, my friend Vernon, all the people working here, and be sure that you have a very important part in the kingdom of God, blessing Cuba and blessing the world. May God bless you.
Thank you, Victor, for being a part of Defining Moments, and thank you for listening today. And until our next podcast, I hope you discover your defining moments in life as well.